The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to Curry and Claypo Show, segment three. We do three different segments every Thursday here. Make them a little shorter so you can watch the entire thing. We're going to be on Fox 6 later on this morning with Janice Rogers and Mike Dubberly. And this will be good because Mike Dubberly, I know, is a little bit of a workout guy.
That's a lot of workout guys.
I think every guy goes through a workout period in their life. You're working out right now. I did it for about 6 years where I was hitting the gym 3 days a week. Was in the best shape I'd ever been. And then, you know, marriage, kids, things changed. And I just got to the point where I felt like I was getting... When you get kids, you don't feel like you really need to work out that much anymore because that is the workout, right? I mean, you're just running all the time. You're out in the yard. You're playing ball with your kids. You're doing those things. And so that kind of takes place mm-hmm. of a workout. It really doesn't. Mm-hmm. But it feels like... And maybe it's just you don't have time or you're just playing...
It's hard. Exhausted. No, it is. You're exhausted. You're exhausted.
Yeah, you're exhausted. Harder. And so... and then maybe later on in life you start yeah. seeing yourself well, the kids drop keep, off yeah. a little bit, your kids get a little older, and then you can find some time for yourself to do some things. So there was a woman, an influencer, who recently came in, and she made a video. First of all, let's talk about what she looks like. She's attractive, mm-hmm. nice body, takes care of herself, wears mm-hmm. skin-tight clothes. We all know who they are. We see them in the gym all the time.
Yeah, but let's stop for a second. Because I think this is also important. Mm-hmm. I know you're the ripped t-shirt jean guy, but workout clothes for men and women, although for men they can get away with a baggy t-shirt or whatever. Yeah. But if I think about my workout clothes,
yeah.
Okay, so when I go work out, I have compression shorts.
Yeah.
I wear shorts over them. Uh-huh. I'm not just in my compression shorts. Yeah. I wear a sleeveless shirt with a shirt underneath because it gives me more room to be, and it doesn't rub and I don't chafe. Yeah. Now somebody would say, okay, maybe I'm trying to show off my arms or whatever. I'm really not. At my age, it's more comfortable.
Well, it's okay to show off your arms. You want to see?
Yeah, but it's fine. Yeah, that's exactly. But the reason I'm saying this is for women, much of the clothing that is good for working out
yeah.
is also skin tight. I mean, I think about my wife. You know Jules?
Yes.
Jules is very modest,
yes.
but she wears tight workout pants. I mean, they're like yoga pants.
Yeah. Huh?
So she's not wearing like big, fat, frumpy sweats. So the only reason I'm even saying this is if there is a woman in your gym who has skin tight clothes, I'm going to say this on TV, that's normal. That's yeah. not like...
No,
that's not a thing.
No, I'm not. She can wear whatever she wants.
No, but she's not. But she's not even wearing.
But just take into effect that it's gotten so, in a lot of ways, over the top.
Mm-mm.
It has. That now we have gyms. We have the no judge zone. We have opened an entire chain of gyms.
They're genius.
For people that don't want
yeah.
to be around people that are looking at me. Looking
but it's
me,
not
looking.
Just women. No.
Okay. Well, we have. Because they makes us uncomfortable.
They serve pizza there.
Now, I like those types of clothes. They're fun to look at. We had a whole segment on yoga pants. I mean, it leaves nothing
but
to imagine.
Everybody's wearing it. Everybody. It's not outside of the norm.
Not everybody.
No, yes. Most people are.
It depends on what gym you go to, what time you go, and what you're comfortable with. Story is a guy staring at her.
Yes.
The gawker. He's behind her, and I guess it gets to the point where wherever she moves, he moves.
Right.
And
I saw the pictures, like, come on.
Yeah, and he looks like he works out too.
No, yeah, he was a big guy.
He was a big guy.
Big guy.
So this wasn't some schmuck. This wasn't some
no, this
grumpy
was a,
piece
no, he's not
of
a
shit. This was
he's
a guy. This is a guy.
So he's a fit creep.
He's a fit creep.
Fit creep.
Which is, we could do another show on. So she sets up the camera, and then she releases the shot of him, you know, staring at her or whatever, and she's like, blah, 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 blah. She doesn't change her routine.
I love it.
Yeah. So I talked to a friend of mine who's a fitness guy here in town, works out in a gym that everyone knows about, and says there are five different people that go to the gym.
Okay.
He says you have the worker. That's the person, the man or the woman, who just goes to the gym to work out. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. They don't socialize a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there to get the juice bar.
Mm-hmm.
They go in. They've got an hour. They've mm-hmm. got things to do. They go in to
they
better
the,
their body
yeah,
and their health.
The
That's all they care about. They may have athleisure wear, whatever makes them feel comfortable. They have their little bag. They get in, they get out, they're out. They don't sit around and talk to people. Right. They're workers. Then you have the vein worker. The vein worker, he had a name for each one.
This is good.
He had the vein worker. The person who goes into the gym who does it just to look good. They do the least amount of work to get the maximum amount of response for what they're doing.
Well, that's efficiency.
It's efficiency. They're probably not counting their sets.
That's called intuitive training.
They may do backs and buys one day, but they may do it on a Tuesday and a Wednesday just because they want, but they're all about how they look. Yeah. They want to look good. They work hard on their body. They're taking the time to do that.
Okay.
And so that's what they want
to do. We think they're okay. That's an okay one, just a little vain.
Yeah, because I think we're all vain.
Right, that's all I was going to say. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, you're still okay if you're in that group.
I mean, forget the health part of it. The hell cares about
feeling healthy? Well, particularly,
you're doing it to look good.
Yeah.
You want to fit into this.
But, well, and you happen to be healthy as a secondary.
I think every worker's got a little vein worker in them.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you.
I would say that every worker's probably a little vein worker when they start. And then they realize, it makes them feel good.
Okay.
Then you got the slacker. That's the person who goes to the gym, doesn't really work out at all, but they feel better about themselves just because they're in the same place where people work out.
Oh, my God. That's a great one. Then they're also chatty.
Very chatty.
Hey.
They do like one set and they're exhausted. They drink a shit ton of water. They have their own little water bottle and they have to drink water in between sets.
Well, I do that.
See them everywhere. They may do a set of 3 tens and then they're walking the track and then they're coming back down and doing backs and buys. And then they may do one set. They put it down. They're probably not. They're not into free weights. They're not into free weights because that is just too hard. They want the machines. They're machine slackers, right? Because you can get on a machine and set it pretty low. But just by that, but they believe by just
they're in there and they're doing something.
Exactly.
Not much.
That's great. This is the person who gets the gym membership and already feels better about their health because they got a gym membership and they haven't used it yet. And they feel like this is the person. You hang out with dogs, you get fleas. You hang out with smart people, you get smarter.
Yeah.
I have people in my life. Michael Coleman's one of them. Yep. Whenever I talk to him, I feel smarter. I'm not any smarter than I was before the conversation.
That's so funny. But
I feel that way with you. I feel smarter when I'm around Dr. Josh Klapo, and I'm not any smarter. I learned some things from you. But they just, by being in the gym, they're a slacker. They don't really work out. They probably get nothing done. But they feel like, hey, listen, it's going to be a long haul, and it's a lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. Slackers usually don't make it too long. Then you have the gawker. There was a gym on Highway 280. We talked about this. Starts with a Y. And every time I walked in there, the dude was in the locker room. The men's locker room, which was kind of weird. And you never see him pick up any weight. You never see him sitting down. He's just walking around. And he was in pretty good shape, too.
That's a serious golfer.
And he's usually in the corner of the gym because he has a wide...
Okay, that's creepy. That's a stalker knocker.
A panoramic view of what's going on. And he's, we call it the whale eye. You know what the whale eye is?
The whale eye
is when you're looking forward, but your eyes are pointing this way, you can see the lights of the... That's called a whale eye.
Yeah.
He's whale eyeing everybody. He's like this.
Okay, there's not...
There's a lot of them.
No, but there's less... That's not a... That's one of the most extreme.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what I would call a stalker.
It's one step below a creep.
Below? It's a creep.
Below a creep as being a higher being. You're a gawker,
but
you're on your way to being a creep.
Well, yeah, because you're not even working out.
No. No.
Okay, so do the other one.
The fifth one is the socializer. That is the person who goes to the gym to socialize.
Different than the slacker?
Yes, because they do work out. They don't have a timetable.
They're not
in and out. They may be there for 2 hours one day. They may be there for 15. If they don't see anybody they know or talk to, they're in and out in 15 minutes.
Right.
But there's nights where they're probably there for 2 hours.
It's more country clubby for them. It's more country
clubby. They're going to go to the juice bar. They're going to talk to everyone. They're going to go out of their way to talk to other people who are working out. Yeah. You may just be workers and don't want to be left alone.
God, that's me.
And they want
to don't talk to me in the gym. Don't talk to me.
Yeah. They want to be part of something bigger.
Which is fine.
They want to be part of gymnation.
Yeah, but read your room.
Socialize.
Don't. If you're, what do they call you? A social, what are you called? What's this last word?
Socializer.
If you're a socializer and you come up upon a worker,
yeah,
right?
Leave him alone.
Oh my God, this is a great segment.
Yeah.
This is such a great segment. Mm-hmm. If you come up upon a worker, leave them alone.
Yeah.
And if you come up upon, what's the other one? The gawker worker?
There's the vain worker, the slacker.
Yeah, like exchange pleasantries mm-hmm. and then back off. Mm-hmm. When I go in the gym, because I have to, I'm supposed to be on time,
yeah.
I have lots of people I know. I exchange lots of pleasantries.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Good to see you this morning. Back and by. Let's drive. But
because you're there to do a job.
Well, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's not. Now, a lot of gyms, and I get this, have turned into nightclubs.
Well, yeah, but
they're open 24 hours a day, and that's fine. That's what you're going there. And
now listen, that Gawker thing, though, there's another category which you kind of don't have there, which is more the story we'll talk about, I think, which is that's the Gawker stalker. There's the worker gawker.
Yeah. There's the worker gawker.
Worker gawker. And that's the one, it's more common. Let's just say it's more common.
And the other thing is they want to be seen working out. It's important that other people see them working out because they feel like they've got to do a certain amount of work in order to belong there. You don't want to be the guy.
Oh, God, we're never going to be able to cover all this on TV.
You don't want to be the guy that shows up and doesn't look like he belongs there. You want to make sure that you're one of them.
But what's the intention? Now here's the other thing.
And that gives you the right to gawk a little bit more than a person who just sits there.
There's another category. Because there's... what is your intention? This is what I think... This is super interesting. There are the people who work out... They're going there to work out. They may be the worker vein, whatever. They're going, but they also gawk.
Yeah.
Right? And so then the question for me is, are you going there to gawk? Are you going there to work out? Or are you essentially saying, well, it's all part of the deal. Like, it's great. I get all of it. I get to lift.
You get all of it, but I think there's a lot of times where you walk into a gym and you're going for a workout and you're a worker or a vein worker, and then there's nothing to gawk at, and you get your work done.
Yeah.
And you leave. There were other times, and I'd be as guilty of sin. I remember there was a young lady who was single. This was years and years and years ago, and I knew she worked out on Tuesdays, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to go work out. But she motivated me, because I looked at her and I thought...
But you still worked out.
I still worked out.
Did you gawk?
No, I don't think I gawked.
Will-eyed? Or use peripheral
maybe
vision?
Maybe a little bit. Did I move to a machine I didn't necessarily want to use to get a little closer?
Red flag.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Red flag.
There's not a guy who hadn't done it. There's not a guy who has not done that. I was single. Now I'm going to talk about if you're married, different thing. You shouldn't be doing that. But there's a single guy that goes in a gym and doesn't see a good-looking woman and doesn't want to go.
Well, you're single, sure.
I'm going to get another drink of water at the water fountain.
I understand that.
Because they're attractive.
Well, you may have pleasantries. Again, I think there are appropriate ways to do it. This influencer and this dude was a creep. Like, the thing is, if you're moving around following somebody and watching them, there's no excuse. You're a creep. Don't do it. I don't care how beautiful she is. I don't care how gorgeous he is. Like, this is the other thing, too. If you notice somebody who has an amazing physique, who is beautiful, we've talked about this a million times. Your eye will diverge. Because it's a novel stimulus, right? You will be doing this.
Enjoy natural beauty.
That's right. But here's what you do. You diverge and you go back. Mm-hmm. And anybody who tells me it's okay to stare is full of shit. It is not okay to stare. It's okay to notice. Mm-hmm. And then that's all you do. And that's, listen, when I'm in the gym and I'm working out every morning, we can ask Mike, ooh, this Mike, we're gonna ask Mike this.
Okay.
Do you notice people in that gym who you think are attractive?
Yeah.
And if he says no, he's lying.
He's lying. Well, and Michael's in a different sense too, because people know who he is.
Well, yeah, that's a whole different thing. People probably stare at him.
In restaurants.
Yes. Ooh, okay.
He's a double gawker.
Now his is different, right? He's gawked at.
He's gawked at and
he's in great shape. And he's a celebrity.
And he's a good guy.
That's interesting.
I would go to a gym to gawk at Mike. Yeah, I would too.
I've seen Mike in some of his workout videos. He's got huge biceps.
I gawk at Janice too. I gawk at everyone but Fox 6, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they're very...
I wouldn't gawk at Mickey, though.
Mickey is in great shape. Have you seen? The dude lifts.
Yeah, and he plays guitar, too.
And he lifts. Yeah, he plays guitar. Oh. And he can sing.
If I was gay, I'd be on Mickey. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we gotta go.
Good-looking guy. He works out and has a guitar case. He's good night. He's getting the phone.
Wes does same thing. Wes Wyatt.
Really?
Musician. Great musician.
A lot of people.
I don't know how much he works out.
A lot of people in this industry are musicians because we play that we play the music and then we feel like we see their stardom and see how much they get.
Yeah, and I'm then, not that.
And
way.
So we pick up a guitar and we start playing.
I'm just.
All right. So real quick, what does this woman do? Assuming that
she did.
I'm betting she's looked at a lot because she's very attractive, and a lot of women work out. And man, we work out. Our health, yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's a part of it. If I told you. Here's the deal. If I told you you work out for 3 or 4 hours a week, you can have one or the other. Do you want your health or do you want to look really good?
I would say
the majority of people are going to say, I want to look really good.
I know.
Good.
I would want my health. Well, maybe it's my age.
You would.
But listen, but even here.
But you want to look really good. I mean, if
but I get the vein. Listen, I get the vein part. Here's exactly. Here's an example. I am a straight male.
Yeah.
Okay. I will have. And I do this. You know, I've had. Other friends of mine who are at the gym, who are straight, go, dude, you're looking big. You're looking good.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not a sexual thing, but it's like, thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that. We absolutely love the compliment, particularly the compliments. And that's why I think the staring part is weird, because it's not a compliment.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, and we, that's a whole other segment. Going up to someone saying, you're in great shape, you have to be careful, but if that's really what you mean, that's different than just gawking.
Yeah.
Gawking's not okay.
And for most points, if you're in great shape, you already know you're in great shape, so you don't need to be told. If you're sitting there as a woman, the guy walks up and says, wow, you look really good.
Yeah,
he's hitting on you. And in some gyms, women like that, because they're going there to meet someone new. Like our PI, who we have not even mentioned the story, sits outside a gym 4 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you go to the Olympic Village, what do they hand out?
Yeah.
You've got a bunch of young, athletic, beautiful people in one spot like you do at a gym, and chances are there's
going
to be...
Yeah, but he's not going. It's not young.
No.
I've seen it, too.
No, at all this of a sudden, gym. Your mate...
I have seen it at this gym. Once he educated us on, like, you know, he's given us, like, this... These are the yellow flags. Well, once he taught me that, now because I go to that gym and I don't sit in the parking lot, but I'm like, oh,
there's a lot of people that walk in apart and they walk out.
Yes, I love my gym.
I was gonna do one more set, but let me walk you out to your car.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe nothing's happening. It's like the couple you see hugging outside a Waffle House. They're cheating because. Married couples don't hug in house parking lots.
No.
They don't. If you see a man and a woman hugging outside on a Sunday morning, they just hooked up and they're both married.
Right.
Because married couples don't hug each other on a Sunday morning at IHOP. It doesn't happen. All right, join us on Fox 6. We'll talk more about this in Gawkers at Gyms coming up in a few minutes. We're on Fox 6 every Thursday morning, thanks to our wonderful partnership. And check out our incredible Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network. It's fantastic. They're going through the roof, all of our wonderful shows. I'll be doing 4 more shows today, including UAB's Director's Chair with Mark Ingram. We talk not just about UAB Blazer stuff, but we talk about college sports. A lot of changing in college sports right now. Wayne Aroma, Stuart Rome, the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. A big howdy-ho to Coosa Valley Auto Sales, Al Cooper this morning. He watches every single morning. Greatly appreciate him. One of our great sponsors here on Tony Curry Radio. Get out there and check him out, you folks, in Mountain Brook, Chelsea, on the side of the mountain. Go out there and check out in Silicaga, Coosa Valley Auto Sale. And, of course, Chris Dorsey, State Farm Team, John Driscoll, Budweiser, everyone who's associated with Tony Curry Radio. We greatly appreciate you, and we'll be on Fox 6 in a few minutes.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.